Hey, sports fans, it's world champion handicapper Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. That's 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited.
Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
They'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. That's right, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. I am Aldo. Right now, I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman. It is Wednesday, and that means Mike has three free picks for you and only you. We got plenty of news with the Chicago Bears to talk about, and how about this whole thing with Colin Kaepernick? He's going to have a workout on Saturday should the Chicago Bears send their scouts to take a look at Kaepernick. And already, one sportsbook is taking bets on what team Kaepernick could end up with. We'll find out where that sportsbook puts the Bears at. And the NFL is putting together their list of the top 100 players of the last 100 seasons. I want to ask Mike which Chicago Bears players he thinks definitely have to be on that list. Let's get to work. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, baby, you're as smooth as that plane that went off the runway yesterday, handsome. How the hell are you? By the way, if you want to fly out of O'Hare, be careful. It's a little icy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great to be with my buddy Aldo Gandia, ladies and gentlemen. And just let me just say this before we commence to what we like to commence to doing. We got Vegas Scores and Odds, ladies and gentlemen. 1-866-504-2201. 1-866-504-2201. Right now, the last 7 days, I'm 11-10. I had my Accountability Tuesday. Yesterday, it's being well received. I want to thank JT from Mad Dog Radio for saying, I'm the guy you go with. He trusts me with this 401k because I will come out and tell you when I win, when I lose. I'll tell you that basically I am 6-3 in the NFL the last 7 days, but also I was 1-2 on the Vegas Scores and Odds and follow at VSAO Sports Barroom Network show of 1-2. So I'm 16-14. I feel like the Cubs. Got a big weekend series coming up, you know, with St. Louis. I got three more games. I got to win them. Am I going to blow it? Am I going to go under 500? Same thing goes with Carmen on AM 1000, ladies and gentlemen. I'm 18-16 in a little bit of a rut. I'm still winning, but am I? I got a big weekend series, Sox against Yankees in the Bronx. I need to win so I think I'll be the Yankees. But that's beside the point. But Vegas scores an odds as good to us. Ronnie, Schmitty, Mo, just like I've always said, somebody asked me, what's their last name? I said, Ronnie, Schmitty, Mo, Vegas scores an odds for you. What? Hey, by the way, player, Aldo Gandia, play it now. As I see this thing on Twitter the other day with this beautiful young lady. What's the name of it? The Tilted Wheel? What's the name of the joint?
The Tilted Kilt.
Oh, sorry. The Tilted Kilt. Yes. Believe me, you hook up with her, you have a tilted wheel. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
so, I exactly. mean, a beautiful young lady, you're running around gallivanting, I'm looking at a magazine. That's me. What can I tell you?
Yeah, the wife has been out of town for a week, but that's not why I went there. My buddy said, hey, let's get together for lunch. And he said, you know, let's meet halfway. And I looked at the map and I go, oh, the Tilted Kilt is halfway. Let's go there.
Nice.
So we had some
very wonderful looking woman. Yeah. You know what? We're all quite proud.
Yeah, we interviewed her. We're going to put together a little video. She's going to share her thoughts on the Chicago Bears for our video series that we call Bearing Your Soul. And so she's got some harsh words about the way the Bears are playing.
Did she bear her soul to you, Aldo?
And that's all.
That's all I want to know.
And that's all.
That's all. I'm
bored. All right. Let's talk about our Chicago Bears. One of the things that Danny said is that she couldn't believe the way Mitch Trubisky is playing. It's been a major disappointment. He has not progressed the way everyone expected to. And at the press conference today held at Hallis Hall, Mitch Trubisky was asked about his confidence and whether last Sunday's performance against the Detroit Lions helped his confidence. He did throw three touchdown passes. This is what he said.
We're not exactly where we want to be yet, but a win definitely gives you confidence moving forward, because at the end of the day, no matter what you did, you came away with the result you wanted, and that's a win. So we just still got to find ways to pull together, continue to work harder and get better and try to go 1-0 this week. So that's the focus, and we just got to continue to stick to that.
You know, Mike, you know, he sounds like he's confident, but at the same time, he's also beleaguered because there's so many media reports about the mistake that Brian Pace made and not picking Watson or Mahomes, and he's just getting it from all places. What do you think about what he just said, and what do you think his confidence is? You know, you as a guy who's been following the Bears for decades and sports and other quarterbacks and stuff.
I think that basically, Aldo, that he's saying robotic type of responses.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this before. Right. I can do the same thing he just did. We have had me and you have had our fake press conferences where I've handled it better than they could.
Yeah.
I thought he did a robotic type of deal here. I think that his confidence, if you're going to go 1 to 10, I think it's a 6 right now, which is arrow pointing up because it had to be lower before then. My favorite part of this whole deal, we didn't even talk about it Monday. And don't forget, folks, Vegas scores an odds advantage Mondays, okay? Right after, I mean, the day after the game at 1 o'clock. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, pinch me. I mean, well, God bless America. And then, of course, Wednesday at 3. So that's it. What I loved was when Dan Fouts lit up Nagy by going, why do you have the card in front of your face? You have 25 total yards. You could tell them what you were going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
So I found that so amusing. He's hiding plays that aren't working from the team, where basically we've talked about this. Lombardi would have 5 or 6 plays, practice them to perfection, and tell them what they were running. So this nonsense where you hide behind the Denny's menu is ridiculous. I think right now, I still don't think if Nagy knows where Trubisky can go, and I don't think Trubisky knows how high he can go. I really don't. Because it's like me. I was a 172 bowler, okay? Not bad, but my dad was a 185 bowler. But I only bowled once a week, but I practiced once in a while. And I tried to be better than 172, and I couldn't. Sooner or later, you hit a ceiling in certain things. So is Trubisky, is this what we're going to get, or is he going to get better? It's not like this guy just showed up last year, and what's putting the pressure on Aldo is that the other quarterbacks taken behind him have progressed so much that they're being talked about Hall of Fame type of situation.
Yes, exactly.
And I will also say this. I find it astounding that Ryan Pace did not interview Watson before the draft. I find it absolutely mind-boggling that you'd have a franchise-type quarterback who beat Alabama, who holds all sorts of records, who started 40 games. I wanted him so bad. I know this. If I was the GM, I would have every top quarterback in. You got to get their mindset. So I don't understand what happened here, but he completely blew this.
I am so with you. I am shocked to hear that Deshaun Watson, they did not have a private workout with him. They did not take him out to dinner like they did Mahomes and Trubisky. I mean, that is general manager malfeasance. And I don't even know what that word means, but it just sounds right.
It's not good.
No, it's awful.
It's negligence.
Mm-hmm.
You are neglect. Look, you got a stud. He's a stud. He beat Alabama. You know why I like this guy, Joe Burrows? Because he beat Alabama.
Yeah, right.
He beat Alabama. He overcame an 0-8 trend for LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I want that guy so bad, but we don't have a draft pick for him. But the fact that you know what story has still never been cleared up for me? John Lynch told Pace, according to the media that took the BS from the Bears, John Lynch told Pace,
right,
look, I'm going to take Trubisky. I'm going to take Trubisky if you don't take him. Trubisky moves up. Okay, I mean, Pace
moves up.
And then what happens? He ends up with Garoppolo.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing is a nightmare. But that's what Mitch has got to contend with.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. It's Trubisky has not done well with pressure. And so this added pressure of having to trade up and so forth, and the fact that he's got to kind of save Ryan Pace's reputation is really maybe too much for this young kid to handle. I don't know. I mean, we've got the rest of the season to see if he can play at a high level. If not, then we've got to start shopping for a draft pick or a veteran quarterback out there. And there will be some interesting names available. And in fact, this week, the NFL has scheduled a workout for Colin Kaepernick. What are your thoughts about that? And then I'll share what Matt Nagy said at the press conference.
All right. My thought is the Bears, everybody should probably send a scout. They got scouts all over the place. Say, I'm going to go by who the people that show up are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what counts. But I also think this, unless, and I said this today, if you're a contender, it would be tough to bring them in because it could cause a division in the locker room. And if you're a non-contender, you probably wait till next year if you want to bring them in. But I have to have assurances that he's not going to go off the reservation.
Right.
Because you know what? You can't trust the guy. He wore the socks with the pigs on him. That's what I'm more mad about.
Yeah.
I mean, I am mad about that. I'm not mad. Okay, you knelt. Okay, I understand. That's over. You said you won't kneel anymore. I want you to apologize to law enforcement because you know what? I don't believe that, you know, when a guy like the other day, that Dayton police officer was just trying to serve a warrant with kids and everything, got shot twice in the face. You know, I understand there's police brutality, but this guy had an excellent record. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this blanket statement that, you know, cops do bad things too, this guy just got assassinated. So I would like to see him do that. If he did that, I'd be fine. But I don't think he'll do that. And I think for Roger Goodell to say, I feel bad for the guy, okay, after saying 3 years ago he's not being blackballed, and I will tell everybody this. I put out on Twitter what he is. Somebody came out with what he is his last 21 games. He was 26th in games, 34th in wins and losses, 3-16, 32nd in completion percentage at 59%, and he was 31st in QBR at 52. And Goodell says Kaepernick isn't being blackballed, and I don't believe he was. But we'll see what happens now. If he makes it, he makes it. I only think there's a couple teams that would even entertain taking him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Right now, it is two teams that have announced that they're going to send a GM and a scout down there. No other team has at least publicly said mm-hmm. that they're going to be there in person on Saturday in Atlanta, which is where this tryout or workout is happening. Now, on our Twitter account, we asked the question, should the mm-hmm. Bears brass attend Colin Kaepernick's workout scheduled for this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And 55% of the nearly 400 people who voted say yes, 45% say no. And in the comments segment, we had a lot of people saying that if you bring this guy into the Chicago Bears organization, I will no longer be a fan. That's how divisive his political leanings and his political statements have been, that people will not tolerate Colin Kaepernick in a Bears uniform. Do you think that bringing Cap in, let's say, for instance, Mitch Trubisky gets hurt Sunday, mm-hmm. and you think that the Bears should consider bringing him in, even though it would be a huge, bringing Kaepernick in, even though it would be a huge PR hit?
He was the worst quarterback in football when he left, and it's been 3 years. You're going to risk your business?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a businessman. You know what's funny is I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day that owns a restaurant. And he said to me, and I've said this to him before. I've told stories like this before because I've asked different people. I asked another restaurant toured this last year. Mm-hmm. And the Kaepernick stuff came up. And he goes, you know what? They should give him a chance. You know, they should really give him a chance and see, you know, what he can do. Because I think he's bleeding back blood. I go, would you hire Mr. Maitre D' of this restaurant? His mouth's still open.
He hasn't picked it up. The lower part of his jaw. Still.
His business would be ruined. I'm just telling you straight up. His business would be ruined because you're cutting off 50% of the public.
Yeah.
And that's what you'd be doing with the Bears. Hey, I don't care if it's 55, 45. It's the 45 if you're a businessman you never want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see 10, 15. Then maybe you take a look at it. This is the Midwest. I don't think Indianapolis would take him. I don't think Chicago should take him. I don't think any Midwest team, Kansas City, would take him. I think if you're going to probably try to get him in, maybe you try to get him in on the coast.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I think it's that divisive right now.
Right.
And here's another joke about him. I heard this guy saying, I've been waiting 3 years for this. I've been waiting 3 years. I'll be ready. Well, they're going to play pitch and catch. They're not going to be undergoing any pass rush. I expect them to do well. But then I find out he wanted to push it to a later time and date. But this hypocrite who says, I've been waiting my whole life, now he wants the day pushed forward. Now he wants a different time. He's a political animal, and that's fine. But he can't play the game anymore, I don't think. And I think the Bears would be admitting. First of all, Chase Daniel's better. So you know what? You got Trubisky, Daniel. We don't need it.
Okay. Matt Nagy was asked about that at Wednesday's press conference, and he said that, you know, that's a decision for Ryan Pace. He didn't know if Ryan Pace or the scouts were going to Saturday's workout. But he was asked by one reporter, are you interested in learning how he does? This is Matt's response.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's been out of the game a little bit, but when he was, you know, doing well, and playing, he definitely was a weapon. So it'll be curious to see how he does. I have no idea. Again, for me, you know, I wish him the best and all that, and you always root good for people. But for where I'm at right now personally, we're so focused in on the Rams.
Politically correct answer, I guess, from Matt Nagy.
Just say no.
Exactly.
My God, if I was the coach, I'm saying, you know what Ditka would have said? No.
Ditka oh my gosh!
No.
Yeah,
Lovey might have said, "Well, you know, maybe." Lovey was a hemming and a har.
Yes.
I like the straight ahead guys. I like the guys that tell like it is. Say no, man. I mean, you know what? You screw your team up. Now, how much pressure is he getting from players? How about these players?
Mm-hmm.
Are some of the players coming up going, "Let's take a look." He was horrid when he left.
Yeah,
that's what started this whole uh-huh. thing. This is sort of like RG3 being available again. This is sort of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want Cam Newton. And yet we'd be foolish to think. And I'm proud of Bear fans, although some, of course, are going to say, and I respect their opinion, yeah, bring them in. What do we have to lose? You have to lose a lot.
Let's see what some of the people in the chat room are saying. Zach Sullivan says, yeah, I'm not sure it's worth the risk. If he's not winning and you're dealing with political backlash with your fan base, then it just becomes a nightmare. Good point, right? Heart 4803 says he believes that the NFL has to showcase Kaepernick to cover their P's and Q's legally. And in fact, there might be a lot of truth to that because there are a lot of allegations that the NFL is only holding this workout to as kind of like a PR stunt, or as Pro Football Talks says, the more accurate assessment may be that the league is concerned that Kaepernick eventually will file a second grievance alleging collusion and or retaliation arising from his prior collusion grievance, which reportedly was settled.
Yeah, but he drummed himself out of the league. Mm-hmm. See, it's like if you drum yourself in Pro Football Talk, with all due respect, mm-hmm. I mean, they're a PR arm of the NFL. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so... you know, they're the ones that put out that Goodell felt bad for him. I want to know one thing. Goodell felt bad for Kaepernick. He's never said that about the sexual abuse victims. Mm. He said, you know what he said? We'll get it right.
That's
but he
awful.
Feels bad for Kaepernick.
Wow.
Think about that. They didn't even have what he was in. I mean, seriously, that's something that you got to look at and say, okay, and maybe that's the case, Aldo, but he's the guy that drummed himself out of the league, you know?
Right.
There's other people in media, entertainment, you and I don't have to talk about this, that were drummed out for political reasons.
Sure.
Because they're a certain way. I mean, look at what happened at Northwestern and Medill. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right.
The climate that we're in right now, where you're afraid you're going to, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. That's where we're at right now.
That's crazy.
People have been blackballed in the business for years. And not many people did it to themselves except in what they believed in. Kaepernick wanted out. He became a social justice warrior. And I think this thing's been engineered by Jay-Z in a way. Look, if he gets picked up, good. I still want an apology for the police. That's all I want.
Oh, that's interesting, because Jay-Z has now signed the contract with the NFL.
Okay, are you kidding?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Jay-Z got a lot of flack from many activists saying he's sold out and so forth. So perhaps this is something that Jay-Z and the NFL have drummed up. That's an interesting theory.
Well, I mean, they say they're social justice warriors. I thought there was a movie by Marvel. I mean, I don't know what the hell are you talking about? Here, let me tell them what social justice warriors are. They're not guys that live in worth $26 million that live in mansions, okay, that grew up in Wisconsin, okay? Mm-hmm. Social justice warriors are guys like Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lenny Bruce. I mean, I know social justice warriors, man. These are people that had their livelihoods taken away from them when they were at the peak of their power.
Right.
Kaepernick wasn't.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, it's definitely a topic that it will create a lot of debate and heated debate in many
circles.
It sounds
like I could run for county clerk, don't I?
Well, yeah. I mean, and you could, and you would win. In Chicago, you'd win in a minute.
Does Dick Durbin want a piece of me? Does Dick Durbin want a piece
for
of
Senator,
me?
For Senator, Mike North for
Come
Senator.
Come on now.
I love
Come
it.
Come on now. You know what he'd say?
Uh-huh.
Every time he said something, because I'd go, come on now. That's all.
I love it.
Come on.
A certain sports book has listed the Bears.
How bad TV was today?
How bad?
Well, a lot of my favorite stations were playing something I didn't feel like watching, so I ended up watching Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. I want to kill myself. One of the worst pieces of trash of all time.
Did you see the first one or the second one? Because
I saw the first one. I wanted to kill myself. I was looking for a claw hammer. My God.
Yeah, that movie probably has not held up very well over the years.
Paul Hogan, what an actor.
I know. I was amazed that it was such a big hit when it came out back whenever it did. That's amazing.
I was amazed I watched more than 15 minutes of it.
Let's see. A sports book has the Bengals as the favorite to sign Colin Kaepernick at plus 350, then followed by the Steelers at plus 400. That doesn't make any sense to me. They got that young kid, Mason Rudolph. He's not going anywhere. The Ravens at plus 600. I guess that sort of makes sense because you'd want, you know, a guy like Kaepernick backing up a quarterback with similar skill sets like Lamar Jackson. But then you got to scroll all the way down to about 10th place, and that's where they got the Bears at plus 1,200. You think that's a good bet to lay $100 down on?
No, don't waste your time.
I agree.
go to the original pancake house and get an omelet. I got to tell you something. I pegged Cincinnati right off the bat. It's a lot of minorities in the city. A lot of they've had issues with the police. It's a small-time city. It's a smaller market, and they suck. So, but you know what? And you know what? They're going to continue to suck. And you know what? Maybe that's where he goes. I had two total. The Bears were nowhere near the equation because Mitch played good last week. Chase Daniels, a capable backup. You don't need it. Plus, I knew the Bear fans, at least 40. I thought it'd be higher. Okay. But in this, and what is supposed to be a strictly Democratic area, it's not surprising to me because, you know, there is silence out there by a lot of people. And I think 45%, I that's pretty high. That tells the Bears stay away. If the Bears just look at your sample, okay, which is more reliable than any of the crap you see on TV, because there's actually people actually punching this stuff, they'd stay away.
Yeah, I get you.
Right?
I get you, totally. Well, and so, again, the growing speculation about who's going to be quarterbacking this team in 2020, and Dan Pompey, your good friend, wrote a story where he talked to three NFL general managers, and they looked at the veteran quarterbacks, and you know, everyone from Cam Newton to Eli Manning, everyone that's going to be scheduled to be a free agent.
Oh.
And you were talking
about... Wait a minute, I just got dizzy.
I hear you.
Go ahead. Wow. Cam Newton and Eli Manning. Wow. One guy's wearing a babushka and the other guy's falling asleep on the bench. Wow.
Babushka. The Andy Dalton's name came in. At first, I got dizzy when I heard the name, and then the GM said, one front office man said, this according to Dan Pompey's article, this is the quote, he'd be an upgrade over Trubisky, but I'm not sure how far he gets you. He's close to being a journeyman. You know what? All you need is a guy to manage this offense and get you 17 points a game, and then and I'm talking about 2020, then you shore up the areas in your defense that need help, you know, whoever is you know, if Akeem Hicks can't come back next season or whatever position areas you need in order to get that defense back to where it was last year, and you bring in a guy like Andy Dalton, maybe that's all you need to compete for a Super Bowl. What do you think?
I'm going to break your heart right now.
Again.
Okay. First of all, I like Andy Dalton. Uh-huh. I've always wanted him to take the next step, but he couldn't. He couldn't. I mean, straight up. And you know how I feel about guys with orange hair. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Archie Andrews.
I mean, I'm a big fan, but that's besides the point. I mean, Brian Hoyer's still in the league. I'm watching Brian Hoyer play for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. So I'm seeing guys. And I'm watching guys, but Andy Dalton, I think that ship has sailed. He's a poor man's Cutler to me.
Yeah.
He's a poor man's Cutler. He seems stable. He'll show up to practice. He's just never been able to get it done. But I got some bad news for Bear fans out there, and I might have some good news. It might be good news for NFL fans. Next year, Mitch Trubisky will be the starter for the Chicago Bears.
Really? What makes you believe that?
They're going to say he's gotten better. He's going to have a better second half, I believe. Mm-hmm. He had a good game last week, even though it was only one half. Doesn't matter. I know that in my heart, they get killed if Stafford's in that game, but not because of Mitch.
Right.
Because of the defense. Mm-hmm. And Stafford's so good. Mm-hmm. And they've only scored a 13 or less once this year with Stafford in the lineup. The other games, they were scoring in the 30s. And there's no reason for me to think after watching Dinkle rip us apart at certain times that Matthew Stafford, one of the top five quarterbacks right now in the league, wouldn't do it. So I think Trubisky's going to be the guy next year. I don't think they're going to go out and get Cam Newton. I think he's an injury waiting to happen. He's the guy that, you know, the car looks good, and then you go around and you start seeing little scratches. Man, the muffler's loose. You know what I mean? You start going, wait, I thought this thing was good. Well, I didn't know that the muffler was loose. You know what I mean? So that, I mean, Andy Dalton, there's just not a whole lot out there.
Yeah. Greg Braggs Jr. is in the chat room. He says he totally agrees with your take. He thinks that Trubisky also will be the starting quarterback for the 2020 Chicago Bears.
He ain't going anywhere, man. It's only a second year. Or third year, right? What is it? It seems like 10 years.
Yeah, this is his third year, his second under Nagy's offense.
Right, it.
Yeah, so.
I don't think he's going anywhere because, you know what, I blame him for a lot, but I don't blame him for a lot.
Right, yeah, I'm with you on that. It's
not going anywhere, Bear fans. Knock the nonsense off. Don't listen to the BS. You got Eldos with me. You got Braggs. It's pretty good. That's pretty good three. Are you kidding me? Come on now.
That's right.
Oh, we're little Nicky. That's all we need.
Like, that's right. Where is he? Where's little Nicky?
Where's Tooch? Anybody?
Tooch, where are you?
Come on now.
All right. We have more Chicago Bears talk, but every Wednesday at the halfway point of the show, the world champion handicapper Mike North does the following.
Yeah! Elbow up. All right. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, 1-2. I will never take Coastal Carolina again. Just like on the odds couple, I'm going back to the bases. You know what? We're no different than hitters, handicappers. We look at things. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? Just like hitters. I mean, if Babe Ruth goes 0-for-4, he adjusts. You know what I mean? Jagger, maybe off tune. On satisfaction. He adjusts. You know what I mean? Andretti, when he's driving, why did I hit that other car? He adjusts. And when North goes 1-2, that's right. Along with the greats, he adjusts. Ladies and gentlemen, without further elbows going, didn't I ask you for this about 15 minutes ago?
That's right. I'm running out of music.
The music's starting to wear out. The one guy on the trumpet's exhausted. This is my band. Nobody knows. Aldo's got like 15 guys in there playing the song.
That's right.
Right by the bubble hockey machine. Anyway. Here is my games of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, it's absolutely crazy. You got three games. One of them, ladies and gentlemen, is Notre Dame. Now, ooh. Notre Dame is going to play Navy. Mm-hmm. Okay, at Notre Dame, Navy is only getting 7. I'm sorry, this time Notre Dame has a blowout win, and the Irish, -7, win that football game. Okay,
wow. Awesome.
All right, here's the first one. Just stepping out like a goof, like I do every week, okay? West Virginia getting 14 against Kansas State. These are all Saturday games, and they're not at 11 o'clock. I'm 1-5 in 11 o'clock games this year, okay? The game was at 10:59, I'd take it. If the game was at 11:01, I'd take it. But if it's at 11 o'clock, I'm not touching it. And you're at 11 o'clock. Not that I'm superstitious, but enough of a beating. I've gone down the same alley a few times at the same time, and the next thing you know, I'm up against the ropes. Okay. I'm Kansas City -14 against West Virginia. Kansas State. -14 against West Virginia, getting 14. Take West Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, getting to 14. Kansas State is good, but they're not good enough to spot these guys 2 touchdowns, okay?
Okay.
And last but not least, okay, what's everybody high on right now? Wow, that's a stupid question. Everybody's high on everything, but that's beside the point. LSU, right?
Oh, yeah, LSU.
LSU, -21. Playing at Ole Miss. Ooh. You know what? I don't like that game. I'm going to go the other way. Okay. Forget about LSU.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do there? I'm switching up on the fly here, okay?
Look at this
taking Washington State -10.5 over Stanford. So I got Washington State minus 10 against Stanford, West Virginia plus 14 against Kansas State, and Notre Dame minus 7 against Navy on our VSAO Sports. Follow them at VSAO Sports, Vegas Scores and Odds Picks. Eldo, back to you.
Wow. I have a particular interest in that Notre Dame game. I like Notre Dame, always have since I was a kid. When remember on Sunday mornings, they would show the replay of the Notre Dame game with, what was the name of that announcer?
Paul Horning did it.
Yeah, was it Paul Horning?
Well, Paul Horning did it, but you know who did it before him? Lindsey Nelson.
Lindsey Nelson, that's the name.
Maybe one of the easily a top five announcer of all time.
Yes.
How you doing, everybody? Lindsey Nelson out here at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.
Yes. That's right. That's how I fell in love with Notre Dame football, because every Sunday morning before the Bears game, they would do like a 1 hour recap of Notre Dame game. They, you know, splice it all together, and Lindsey Nelson with that great voice of his. And so I'm going to be watching that Navy game because it's, you know, it's a great tradition. And the thing that worries me about Navy is they've got like probably the best running team yep. in the nation. But then again, Notre Dame's defense is outstanding. So it's going to be a fun game.
But you know what? Navy scares the bejesus out of me. The system gave me Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the three strongest plays. Look, I have to decide. I had to decide North Carolina State and Louisville. A little bit weaker, North Carolina State. See, there's like five, six games I could take, and what screws me up sometimes is the system overwhelmingly gives me games. They overwhelmingly gave me West Virginia, overwhelmingly gave me Notre Dame, okay, and overwhelmingly gave me Washington State. But I could have taken at a little less North Carolina State. Ole Miss is getting 21 against LSU at Ole Miss, though. So, you know what? And it's a good play, too. But I just decided I'm going to go with these three games. I mean, when you only pick three games for a show, and that's why I'm better with Vegas Scores and Odds, because I could pick four or five games, go 0-2 early and go win three in a row in the second half.
Right.
When you have three games to pick, and the games aren't until Saturday for these, mm-hmm. you just got to go on what information you got.
There you go. All right, a little bit more about the Bears, and then I want to talk about this NFL promotional program where they're picking
sure.
the top 100 players of all time. But regarding the Bears, somebody tweeted out, I'm sorry, I forgot who it was, but I think it was Patrick Finley saying that it's going to be 85 degrees in L.A. while the Bears are all out here practicing in frigid temperatures. Now, you as a professional gambler, do you get concerned about, well, I'm sure you factor in the travel that a team has, you know, when they're going from coast to coast practically, mm-hmm. but do you also kind of factor in the weather conditions yeah. and that going from cold weather to hot?
Well, yeah, because first of all, going out to L.A., you got to contend with a pretty good football team that's reeling a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Then you have to contend with the heat. And they don't practice in frigid temperatures. I guarantee you they played indoors today. So I don't know if that's a deal. But what you do is after practice, you exist in those temperatures the other, you know, 20, 22 hours a day. So you're still used to the cold climates. Now, you go to L.A., and John Yurkovich is big on this, and it's proven out to be pretty true because he played the game. When he played for Jacksonville, when teams came from cold weather sites, especially in November and December, they had good success against them.
Mm. You got me.
Me, no about Tonto, no about cold weather. Tonto has no shoes. Anyway, no, seriously, but Yurko says the same thing, and Carmen told me about it on one of the Odds Couple shows.
Right.
See how I cleverly get all the shows?
Yeah, that, excellent work.
Well, that's the way you got to do it, because it's the truth. Because I couldn't have quoted Yurko without Carmen.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, you know, so that's where it happened. He says, well, you know what? I'm going to go with this team. I go, really? He goes, Yurko tells me it's brutal. I mean, look what happened when the Packers went to the Chargers. Look what happened. They got beat.
Yeah, great point.
26-11.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened when it doesn't count, but when the Bears traveled to London for Oakland, that was the beginning of the end.
Well, here's some good news for Bears fans, that the Bears are 4-1 against the spread in their last five games when playing on the road against the LA Rams. So I know you're not a big trend guy, but
that's good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, unfortunately, the Bears, as you know, are 1-4 against the spread in their last five games.
Well, that sort of screws everything up.
Exactly.
The soup's good, except there's a mouse in it.
Tastes delicious, but boy.
Tastes delicious, but what is that tail?
And it's moving.
I had a bowl of chili. Why is this cockroach in it? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Yeah, so I did a little research, and it seemed like
every restaurateur's nightmare, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me
about
it.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I won't name a restaurant that I was at about a year ago. Yeah, but I saw a rodent, and we quickly got out of there.
Oh, yeah. I was in a Chinese restaurant in the 70s. There was a guy chasing a live chicken through the kitchen.
You didn't order the chicken.
It was in Uptown right around Truman. I'm not going to mention any names.
Let's see. There was another point regarding trends. Let's see. The Rams are 10-4 against the spread in their last 14 games.
They're not good right now.
Yeah, they're not. But
they're not good. Didn't Pittsburgh just beat them?
Pittsburgh just beat them.
Come on.
Right. So,
reeling and dealing. Pittsburgh was reeling. This Tomlin doing a great job.
Yeah, how about it?
And I heard that the Rams were going to win that game because they had to bye the week before and they weren't playing till the afternoon. And then Pittsburgh just gives them a beating.
Right.
The Bears could win this game.
Yeah.
It's not – they've had luck against the Rams. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they beat them last year?
They beat them. Well, they beat them at Soldier Field in a very Soldier Field, and they really scared the bejesus out of Jared Goff, their quarterback. He had an awful game, but Trubisky didn't play well in that game either. I believe he came back from that injury that he had last year, so he's got something to prove.
And it's Polish stuff starting.
Yeah. What I'm worried about is Aaron Donald. Can the middle of that line contain Aaron Donald, because if Trubisky can't step up in the pocket and feel comfortable in the pocket, then he just suffers. He really does.
Well, I think that basically, you know, you look at how important Hicks was. I mean, and you know what? Hicks practiced against the Bears' offensive line, so they should be used to a dominant type of guy unless they didn't really practice hard.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, do they – they know what they're going up against. They've had some success against them. Donald has been a little quiet of late, so I'm looking forward. I think the Bears could – look, the Bears, it's them against the world right now. I don't believe in them. I don't think they're making the playoffs. Green Bay keeps winning. You know, Minnesota looks good. I think it's about how the other teams in the division look. And the Bears look worse than anybody, even though they beat Detroit. Remember, they beat Detroit with a cast-off from the Bengals. How bad do you have to be a cast-off from the Bengals?
Pretty bad.
My God. You know? I mean, where you're considering Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played for 3 years, and was crapping the bed before he left. I mean, think about it. Right?
Yes.
Admit it, Aldo. I mean, going to get Colin Kaepernick is like saying, where's the best house where I can walk in and get measles immediately?
That's right.
Seriously, I want to get sick as I can for my organization.
Oh, gosh. Here is one really weird factoid that I picked up. I can't believe somebody would actually research this, but the Rams are 2-8 straight up in their last 10 games that they've played in week 11.
Oh, God, you've got, you know what, enough. You're like, you got a disease now. I turned you into a monster.
Yes, you have.
I'm Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein, because basically you've become Peter Boyle. You know, I mean, the whole ball of wax. I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't pay attention to that crap. You've hijacked the gambling segment. You've turned it into every other town in America. No. You know what? I'm proud of you. You're this close to losing everything you got. You really are. You looked so happy yesterday. I just don't want that ever to be ruined. That's all.
Oh, Lord. Everybody.
I never get asked to go to these places. I look at the wallpaper in the kitchen going, is it peeling? That's me. That's all. That's what my life's at.
Next
right now.
Time we go out for our lunch or something, we'll go over to one of those places.
I know what you were doing. Trying to get a sponsor. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's don't worry about it.
That's a good one. I got to tell my wife that one.
Yeah, don't keep it down. We had technical difficulties.
Over at NFL.com, they've announced that they've assembled a blue ribbon panel for to reveal the NFL all-time team. People like John Madden, Bill Belichick, Tony Dungy.
Whoa. Oh, they're on the committee.
They're on the committee to assess.
Oh, okay.
You know what's funny is Ernie Accorsi.
With the black toupee. He's 98 years old.
That's right.
He's got a black toupee. He looks like Paulie from The Goodfellas, except he's 100.
Right.
I mean, Ernie Accorsi drove the first Ford. 1904.
Okay. Well, here's Ernie's greatest claim to fame here in Chicago is that he was leading the search for the general manager and head coach after Emery and Trestman went away, and he came up with Ryan Pace and John Fox. So he's going to determine the top 100 people.
Ernie Accorsi is the swamp for people in politics.
Yes.
He is the swamp.
Yes.
And that's all you'll ever see. You want to know? Watch NFL films. I don't know how they had me on for 3-4 years.
Yeah, I mean, okay? I've seen you on that. That's cool.
But then I found out there was a young producer that liked me. But then once I started burying certain people, that was long gone.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah, I was Chuck Willery. I'm waiting for a commercial.
poor Chuck.
Yeah, poor Chuck. The guy's one of the great game show hosts, but you know what?
He can't find a job now. He
can't find a gig off of son. But I understand. Bottom line is, Ernie, of course, he's the swamp. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tex Schramm, the swamp. Okay?
Yes.
Art Modell was the swamp.
Uh-huh.
These guys are all swamp.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Give me another guy. The McCaskies are swamp.
The McCaskies, definitely.
Wow.
Bill.
Wow, Lindsey Graham and all those guys. What are, come on now.
Bill Polian is on the committee too. He's a swamp guy, right? Charlie Casserly.
Swamp.
Ron Wolf.
Swamp.
Gil Brandt.
Real swampy.
All right, so here's what they're doing. They're gonna
Do they have anybody under the age of 25 or 30? Any millennial? Do they have anybody under the age of 50?
No.
Why aren't I on that?
No.
I forgot more than some of these guys.
I was gonna ask you that.
Why don't the fans? They never have a blue ribbon fan committee. Let the fans name.
I'm with you. I am totally with you.
We're gonna have a bunch
you.
Of male and a bunch of kiss asses telling us who we're supposed to like.
They've got some guys here who I'm sure can't see anymore, like Don Shula. He's got to be like 150 years old, right? I thought so, but he's
on
his check. Don Shula, Pro Football.
Is Don Shula dead? Let's see. No, he's still going.
He's still alive.
I love Coach. I love him.
Yeah.
You know that I ate with him at Shula's
across
from NBC Tower. I got to eat, and he came on my show and everything. Coach Shula. I mean, I was sitting there going, this guy coached against this guy coached against Joe Namath in Super Bowl III. And he's going past tater tots. I'm going, okay. Unbelievable.
Hey.
I don't know if it's still there at the hotel across the street from, was it the Hyatt?
I think it was the Hyatt. Yeah, I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's gone.
I think Shula's might have left.
Yeah. But
Don's still around.
Yeah, Don is still around, and the restaurant is still.
How old he is?
I was
born in 1952. He was drafted in 1951 in the NFL.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
So he's got to be close to 90.
Yeah, Bonacani's the guy that died. God bless.
Oh yeah, God bless him.
Yeah.
All right. So this blue ribbon committee is going to choose 10 quarterbacks, 12 running backs, 10 wide receivers, tight ends, and so forth, and all it's going to all add up to 100. Now we know there isn't going to be a Chicago Bears quarterback in that 10.
No.
But there should be at least two running backs, right?
Yes.
And
Peyton and Sayer should be on automatically.
Absolutely.
That you just move on from there. That's the two Bears from there. Then you have the middle linebacker. That's Dick Butkus.
Yes.
Okay. Are they taking 10 from how many positions?
Yeah, they're taking 12 linebackers. Six of them will be middle linebackers, and then the rest will be outside
linebackers. You know, I know Urlacher's probably going to make it.
You think so?
I don't think he deserves to.
Yeah.
I don't think that a Singletary deserves to. I think it's Butkus. I think it's Lambert from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Mike Lucci was a Pro Bowler, but I don't know. Willie Lanier from the Kansas City. No. See, the middle linebacker position was better in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yes.
Now, that being said, I think Ray Lewis will be in. I just find it hard to believe. I think Urlacher does not deserve to be in, but he is a popular guy, and he networks.
Yep.
Big time.
Yep.
Big time.
I'm with you.
And that means a lot, networking.
Yep. He's definitely endeared himself to the guy that heads the Hall of Fame committee. I forgot his name, but
Baker.
That's him. Yes.
Can I tell you a Don Baker story?
Sure.
I did the games for the Rush, me and Tom Dorr.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Baker was the commissioner of the Arena Football League at the time. And he's about 6'8" and about 300, but he's solid. You've seen him. 300. He's always the guy at the Hall of Fame with the gloves and everything else and shaking hands with people. And he says, listen, if you fly right, Mike, you're good. If you do this announcing job right, you got a shot at going to bigger and better things.
Wow.
Well, that lasted 2 years, and then I was tossed out. And this guy ends up being in charge of the Hall of Fame.
How about
who
that?
Knows? I might have been able to sweep out one of the banquet rooms. Unbelievable. But he's a good guy. Don Baker's a good guy, and you know what? I'm sure they're going to be heavily involved, and there's going to be politics in this because of look who's involved.
Oh,
a bunch of
goodness.
Politicians.
Yes.
Tony Dungy's as political as it gets, folks,
mm-hmm.
on both sides. He's done, and so are a lot of these other guys. And some of them aren't. Coach Shula, God bless.
You want to know who from the media is in this blue ribbon panel?
Oh, Peter King.
Peter King, of course.
Mike Florio.
No, he's not.
We didn't make the cut. Believe me, he'll complain behind channels. Peter King. Who else? I want to hear.
Don Pearson, the Chicago Tribune.
Oh,
yeah.
The guy that's the guy can't get Jimbo Covert in. Okay.
Exactly.
By the way, Jimbo Covert should be a left tackle. Don't you think?
Oh, for sure. For
Jimbo
sure.
Jimbo Covert is not in the Hall of Fame, but he should be in, and he should be a left tackle. Okay, who else?
Well, and remember when you had Jimbo Covert on your show
right.
a year ago? You brought out a really fascinating part, a stat. He was voted on, Jimbo Covert was voted on the all-1980s team as the
right.
starting left tackle, yet he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's
and
the
everybody
only guy
else.
I think that's on any all-decade team, not
exactly.
in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. That's unbelievable.
And Don Pearson's one of the guys. I know that they'll tell you they've tried. Come on. You could try hard enough. So who are what other writers?
Dave Anderson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with the New York Times, who covered the NFL for 50
Bill
years.
Bill Gleason told me David Anderson was bigger than Michael Jordan. I'll never forget it. It was a famous quote on my show on The Score. I go, are you out of your mind? I didn't even know who he was. Who is he? And he says, he's a writer. He won a Pulitzer Prize. He's not bigger than Michael Jordan. Let's move on.
Didn't Bill Gleason have a couple of drinks in him when he said that?
Yeah, well, you know what? He started late. It was 9:30 in
AM.
The morning. All right, what other writers?
Judy Batista, NFL media national columnist and reporter. Never heard of her. Judy Batista.
They gotta mix it up a little bit.
They gotta mix it up.
Never heard of her. I'm sort of surprised. I wonder if Christine Brennan is on.
No.
There's really never, you know, the NFL, Phyllis George, not on.
Right.
Who was the other one? Jane Kennedy.
Jane Kennedy. Wow, she was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. My dad never missed a pregame show.
Neither did I, and not when she was on. All right, so here's the other player I think definitely goes in. They have to pick two kick returners, and Devin Hester has to be one of them, right?
And nowadays, look at. If Devin Hester came around now, he would have never been in the Hall of Fame because they changed the rules and everything, the kickoff rules.
Yeah.
You can move up. You can kick it into you. He got a lot of kicks. He ran a lot out from the end zone. I think his most famous kick returns, the missed field goal, the 108-yarder.
Right.
That was great. Devin Hester's a Hall of Famer. Returning kicks like he did, I only saw one guy better. Who averaged 32 yards a return for his career, that was Gale Sayers. Because then Gale would stay in the game and play running back and be good at both things.
Yeah. And then I got to believe that Richard Dent makes it in as one of the seven defensive ends, right?
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's a tough category.
You got Deacon Jones, See, there's only seven.
Right.
So you got Deacon Jones. You got Carl Eller. You got
Michael
Jones.
Yeah, Michael Strahan. He holds the record for sacks. Yeah.
I don't think Dent makes it.
Hart 4803 says Peyton Sayers, Butkus, Nagurski, Ditka at tight end, and Hester.
Those are, how many tight ends they taken?
Let's see. Where's my page here? Went away. Oh, there it is. Five tight ends. I think
he's in it.
I think Ditka just makes it in.
He invented the position, for God's sake.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Him,
he destroyed people. Him, John Mackey.
Him and John Mackey, yeah.
Ellen Winslow will get in.
Oh yeah. Yep. Gronkowski.
Dave Casper is going to be on the outside looking in. There's some other guys, but those are, yeah, Gronkowski's in.
Yeah.
He's a monster. I mean, he might come back this year. Who knows?
Do you think that there's a chance of that, Mike?
Man, would I love it. They miss him.
Yeah.
I mean, football misses him. He was entertaining.
Right.
This nonsense, I'm 30 years old and working for Fox on pregame. You're not Jimmy Johnson. You're not fat old Terry Bradshaw. You know what? What's wrong with you? Get your ass back out there. Come on. And I would have never – I don't know what's wrong with certain dudes. I think most of us are like this. I think even the Bears barroom guys and women. I played sports, and I played them well until I couldn't do it almost anymore, until my legs started to get tired. You know, I just forget about it.
Right.
And then when you start seeing your – like at 16 in softball, the balls you used to hit – between the short stop and third baseman are now being picked up. You lose your strength, when you're playing into your late 50s. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So then, I mean, I could still pitch. I miss it. But, man, you know what? Five decades was enough. But, I mean, seriously, you had people that love sports. I find it hard to believe a guy that excels like him. But he won everything, I guess. Maybe he wants to take a year off. I think he'll be back like Ryan Sandberg came back, like Jordan came back. I think Gronkowski comes back.
Tony Gonzalez is getting a lot of mentions in the chat room from four or five people. Gonzalez has to be in, right?
Yeah, he's a stat stuffer, never won anything, but God bless, he could catch the ball. And it wasn't his fault. I mean, he did the best that he could, so yeah.
Right.
I quit worrying about certain guys with stats. I never saw him dog it. So yep. I'd have to put Gonzalez in, Gronkowski, Ditka, Mackey. And I think the wild card is the fifth tight end. And, man, there's been some good ones. Maybe Dave Casper. I don't know.
Yeah, I loved Casper with the Raiders.
Oh, Kellen Winslow. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Kellen Winslow. Yeah. Well, and then Greg Braggs throws in the name.
I love Greg Braggs.
He's the best. Antonio Gates.
Chargers. San Diego. I don't know.
Yeah.
When you think of the top five tight ends, you think of him. I guess he's got the stats, too.
Yeah, he's
but
got
once
the stats.
Again, Phil Rivers has helped kill him. I mean, you know. And Phil Rivers has helped make him. But they haven't had a lot of postseason success. So when you look at the tight ends I mentioned,
good point.
Gronkowski, Ditka, Casper, Mackey, Winslow. Winslow's the only guy, but he's famous for playing in that 150 degrees below zero game in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh man, what that is going to be?
Why ain't I on it?
I was going to say you should be on this committee.
We should take a trip out there. Can you imagine? I'd be thrown out so fast, man. I like Madden. Madden's going to vote for Casper for tight end. You know that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know who's the Bear representative in that room?
Well, it would be Don Pearson, right? Because he co-wrote the book with Dan Pompey on the 100-year celebration for the Bears.
I'll tell you what, any of the media people want to sit down and have a round table with me about the NFL, a lot of these guys cover one team their whole career.
Yeah.
I cover the whole God-blessed league. I know them all. I was watching football. You want me to say, I was watching football before these kids were before they were a little that stuff on their mama's knee. Yeah.
The chat room wants to know if you had to list all of the tight ends in terms of performance level, what number would Adam Shaheen end up at?
Man, I think his greatest thing is that he got drafted, and that he would have probably been a free agent. To draft Adam Shaheen number two, second round, is one of the most foolish things of all time.
Yep.
Especially with other guys like Kittles from Iowa. So I think the Shaheen thing, I think this is his last year.
Yeah.
I think he's gone. I think he's gone. Their tight ends are gone, both of them. We're talking about tight ends. Burton should be gone. Shaheen should be gone.
Right. Well, the tight end.
And that other guy that caught that pass. Let's see him do it again.
Ben Broniker.
Yeah, let's see him do it again.
Yeah.
And let's see. That was a great throw by Trubisky, too.
That was.
You keep him and you nurture him. Don't give up on him now, man. You went this far and you traded up. It's too early to cut bait on him. It is. I got to be honest with everybody.
Well, I got to tell you, in that game against the Detroit Lions, he made two of probably the best three throws that he has in his pro career.
He's tight. Relax.
Exactly. He needs to loosen up.
I mean, you know what? His keister is so tight right now. He's hearing everything. When he exposed himself to shutting the TVs off, when you're hearing rumors that, you know, and you're hearing analysts say he misses Jordan Howard. Tariq Cohen brought that up. That apparently was in preseason. That's a stain that's been on this Bear team. So there's been a lot of different things, plus the defense hasn't performed. Khalil Mack is on the missing persons report. We got to get more out of him. So you know what? It's not just Mitch. I'm understanding about this. He improved last week. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, he did. Hey, we got some gossip in the chat room. Greg Bragg says that Sydney Golick is the girlfriend of Bears tight end Ben Broniker.
God bless her.
I thought she
works for the Bears, I guess.
Oh, does she? I did not know that.
That's what I understand. I hear one of the Golicks works for the Bears in the PR department.
That's
why, you know, you might hear Mike Golick sometimes use a velvet glove with the Bears.
Ah, there you go.
I mean, man, come on. They're taking care of the kid. The kid got a job. I'm sure that being a Golick helped, and you know,
absolutely,
that's fine. But yeah. I don't know. She probably does a great job. Probably does a great job. But I heard. Does anybody know if she works for the Bears? I know she's got a Twitter feed.
Yeah, Greg says that she worked last year, but she's not employed by the Bears this year.
Oh, okay,
so,
fine.
Yeah. All right. I think it is time for us to say goodbye.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
By the way, Heart4803 wants me to tell you that he loves your three picks this year. I hope that's not the kiss of death for you.
I want to go. Can I just say this? I love the kid. He's a great guy. I'm going to go find some rope and some grease. Some grease. Don't ask me what I'm going to use that for.
Yeah, please don't.
No, that's in the drawer. Forget about it. All right, listen. One last thing.
Okay.
Vegas scores. Everybody looking. You name me a guy that hasn't had some sort of cream or tube of cream in his bathroom drawer. He's not a man. Hey, what's that? What's that ward on your? You know what? That's all right. It will be gone tomorrow. I got some cream, right?
Yes.
I guarantee you, no guy will admit it, but every guy who's been around the block has some cream. Okay. Now, I digress. Though, let's go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com. I got some games up there tonight. There's two college football games up. Oh yeah, you can't beat college football right after listening to Eldo and Mike. Are you kidding
me? There you go.
Make sure Vegas Scores and Odds. Check out our packages. I'm talking about the packages on Vegas Scores and Odds.
Please.
Follow at VSAO Sports. Yes. They're great guys. We're going to do some more commercials after we're done. We love Vegas Scores and Odds. Weekly packages, daily packages, the whole ball of wax. Eldo, Beck.
All right. It is time to say goodbye.
You know, peace is the word that I heard. Just telling you.
Hey, and my final word is go Notre Dame. We got a lot to root for. We're gonna place some money on Notre Dame, and
Harp love my picks.
Yeah, that's right.
Where's a sharp spear? I love you guys.
All right, brother.
See ya.